We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Saying he made no plausible legal argument to back up his claims, a Manhattan judge has dismissed the civil lawsuit brought by former Knicks star Charles Oakley against Madison Square Garden and team owner James Dolan. Oakley had sued Dolan and MSG, accusing them of defamation, assault, and false imprisonment over the 2017 incident in which he was thrown out of the Garden and arrested following a tussle with security. In response to today's decision, the Knicks put out a statement saying, quote, maybe now there can be peace between us. There has been no comment as of yet from Oakley. Starting today, you can rent an e-bike in New York City through the Lyft or City Bike apps. This comes after some issues last spring forced a delay.
Almost a year after City Bike put the brakes on the e-bikes because of braking issues, several hundred e-bikes are hitting the streets. It's a slow rollout, but you'll probably find them. Eric did. He said there's lots of buzz about it on social media, so he's ready to roll.
I take it every day, and a lot of people that I know take it every day,
right.
And you can see it all over social media. It's constant.
Now, this man, though, walked by with a bit of a scowl. He says bikes aren't safe in the streets of Manhattan.
I used to be a biker. I stopped.
The change now, the small motor used to be in the front wheel. It's now in the back. A little extra boost from City Bike. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. For 25th and 6th.
While he can't seem to get a gig in the U.S., it appears an opera star accused of sexual misconduct still has work overseas. Here's correspondent Jordana Miller.
The Israeli opera is planning to hold a week-long singing contest hosted by Placido Domingo later this year. That, despite credible reports, the famous tenor sexually harassed at least 20 women, what has ended his career in the U.S. Israel's Association of Rape Crisis Centers said a, quote, serial assaulter should not be welcomed. An op-ed writer said the opera is essentially telling the courageous women who came forward, we don't believe you. Defending its decision, the opera says no official charges have been filed against Domingo.
He's also been performing in Europe to sold-out crowds in Milan and Berlin. Another two teens are arraigned, bringing the total number of suspects in the murder of Barnard College student Tessa Majors to three.
Rashawn Weaver and Luciano Lewis sat quietly in the courtroom, and only when the judge asked them how do they plead did they speak. The two 14-year-olds pleaded not guilty to the murder and robbery indictment. The prosecutor said Weaver is the one who stabbed Tessa Majors and Lewis is the one who held her down so she couldn't run away. Clavin Hunt is a Harlem resident who attended the arraignment, and later he said he had a message for the victim's father, who was also in the courtroom.
Let the family know, the people of Harlem are with them, and my condolences to her family, her father, and everybody else that's in concern, man. I hope this lady gets justice. It's a shame how she passed away.
Tessa's father said nothing. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds, outside the criminal courthouse.
Jury selection begins in California today in the Robert Durst murder case. The New York real estate heir is accused in the deadly shooting of his friend Susan Berman nearly 20 years ago in Los Angeles. Prosecutors have focused their case on a note tipping off police about the killing, with handwriting similar to Durst's. Durst has acknowledged that the letter could only have been written by the killer, but says he's not the one who wrote it. Jury deliberations resume today in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial.
Jurors brought their notebooks with them back into court to listen again to the testimony of accuser Miriam Haley. Two court stenographers played the parts of lawyer and witness. Haley testified that she fought back unsuccessfully to resist a sexual assault in his Soho loft. She says he pushed her into a bedroom and held her down. She said a second assault occurred when she met him at the Tribeca Grand Hotel. She said she felt like an idiot for believing this was a meeting. Haley also told the jury that she turned down Weinstein's invitation to Paris. She was suspicious that this was a personal invitation, not a professional one. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds at 100 Center Street.
Weinstein is also accused of raping another woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013. He has insisted both encounters were consensual. If convicted, he could be looking at life behind bars. Zoe Caldwell has died. The Australian-born actress was a four-time Tony winner, known for her roles in the prime of Miss Jean Brody, Medea, and as Maria Callas in Masterclass. Other characters included Cleopatra, St. Joan, and authors Colette and Lillian Hellman. She was married to Broadway producer Robert Whitehead, with whom she collaborated on a number of occasions. Her son says Caldwell, who suffered from Parkinson's disease, died peacefully Sunday in her home in Pound Ridge. She was 86.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.